Give them a warm welcome, please.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Welcome back. Looks like we've got some people moving in here. Are you guys having fun? All right, all right. Where's Jamin at? Jamin, you already primed and prepped everybody for me, so thank you, because we're getting a lot of energy in here, right? Let me hear it. Come on. Let me hear it. I love it. Love it, love it. Well, thank you so much. We're really excited about being here today, myself and Brian. And Brian, as I was talking to him earlier, I said, it's interesting, because Jay Sweet, where are you? Jay Sweet, are you still in here? Later, I'm going to bring the two of them up next to me, because as I was talking to Brian, I said, geez, I exchanged one bald-bearded guy for another bald-bearded guy, so this is great. So I'm going to bring the two of them up so you guys can see both of them, but we're really excited to be here, so thank you so much for being a part of this today. You know, as we've stepped through this conference, we are really thinking about a lot of the whys. Why are we here? Why did we take the time and talent that we have and invest it here today? And so as we look at this conference, this session, and even about Advisa, I just want to do a quick introduction for who we are and the why we exist. Advisa is a leadership consultancy that really believes that we can improve the world one leader at a time. And so each of you are in this room, you have your own span of control. You have your own ability to make changes and affect things in your world. And we are thrilled to be a part of that today. So we believe that if you understand your why you're doing what you're doing, then you can start to think about how you actually get there. And how you get there is by making connections. So at the very beginning, Jamin talked about how you make great connections. And so this is gonna be a very active session. So up to this point, you guys have been sitting, you've been listening, you've been getting a lot of great information, but you're gonna expect to do something. You should know that if anybody who was here for the rock, paper, scissors, right? We're gonna ask you to do something. But so I wanna give a quick hello to Brian over there. Brian is gonna be out in the audience with the microphone. Brian, you wanna say hello to the people?
Hi guys, apparently I'm the less attractive bald. It's good to be here.
No, you're just not wearing a bow tie today. So again, when you see Jason, you'll laugh at that and see it to see it. All right, so let's spend some time today. Again, like I said, Advisa believes that we can improve the world one leader at a time, and we do that through a data, insight, and action model. So we really try to take real data to help organizations understand people and development and engagement so they can ultimately take action. In this particular session, we don't have as much data, but we are gonna give you some insight on making conscious connections as well as taking some action from here. So conscious connections, everybody get out your phone because we're going to be doing a poll here really quickly. One of the things that I want to make the thought about is, again, why else? So if you think about what Simon Sinek says, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it, right? So for young leaders itself, you know, our mission is to create platforms for professional and personal growth, connectivity and service for our regional young leader community. And we do that in lots of different ways, through the CEO series that you heard, through the wonderful service engagements. Mark, this is a little plug for you here. Love that picture. We do networking events, we do fun social events, and then again, we do our service platforms with the CRA. So when you think about our mission to create professional and personal growth, connectivity and service, I'd like you to go to poll number one and just answer in there, which element of that is most interesting to you? Okay, hopefully you've all weighed in here. So before we actually go and see our poll results, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to meet the other people at your table and interact with them. If you've already met the people at your table, stand up, you can talk to other people at other tables. But this is a quick exercise. What I'd like you to share is your name, your profession, what do you do, and your YLY. What was the thing that you chose? Go ahead, I'll give you a minute to do that. All right, let's just take about 30 more seconds here. Make your introductions. While you guys are doing that, let's launch our poll results so we can see what you guys said. All right, let's bring it back together. Brian, I can't see, so can you tell us where did we fall and where did we land on this?
Well, it looks like professional growth was the winner.
All right.
Followed by connection networking, personal growth, and finally service and outreach.
Okay, excellent. So this is a perfect space for you guys to be in because we are going to do both professional growth and some connection and networking. So really excited about that as we look. So let's look, and actually Jamin talked about this earlier, the recipe for building your network. Right? What did he tell us was one of the first things that they have to do? They have to know who we are, right? Somebody has to know who you are. And so a lot of us make really great connections via LinkedIn. We might just make a connection there just with a click or something like that. And in that moment, people know who we are. There's a little bit of a connection. Then they have to actually like you, in order to make that next step and get into that additional levels of interaction and personal connection. And once they know and like you, that's when you can start to build trust. Because ultimately, we need trust for people to buy or support or advocate for us. So as we talked about earlier, this is really critical as we make these connections here. Networking and this opportunity when we're face-to-face is a perfect space for us to have this, to really interact with the know and the like of this piece of, you know, of the building here. Because once we do this, now we can start to have additional relationships, conversations, and move forward from there. So we're going to look at two-way connections, because that's a really important thing, is that we can't be the only person who's talking in a conversation, right? If we're the only person talking, it's a presentation, not a conversation. What is required for us to have an actual conversation? Both people, right? We need two people. So we've got this two-way connections. And what we're going to look at today is actually very simple techniques that are going to help you make better connections and deepen those relationships very quickly. And so what they're going to be is very simple, but have maximum impact for you. So we're going to have some fun here. We're going to look at making these two-way connections. Because what we believe is that connective competence is critical for leaders in any organization. Your ability to make connections with other people is going to determine how successful your project is, how many opportunities you have in your organization, what the trajectory of your actual career may be. And actually, when you look at the Fortune 500 CEOs, one of the things that they say is most important to their success is their network. So think about how you're building that. It's critical for your professional interactions, for your personal ones, and really you have to think about, you know, what do your connections care about? Do you know what they care about? Because if you don't understand what they're trying to get, it makes it really difficult to get what you're trying to get. And do they know what you care about? So again, lots of interaction and parallels to what you heard earlier with Jamin. So when we think about two-way connections, there's really four different spaces here. One, ground level. We have not yet connected with this person on an individual level. So there's some people in here, have I ever talked to you? We've never met. Raise your hand if we have never met before. Yeah, so there's a lot of people in this room that I'm still at ground level with, right? That's it. It's just ground level. I will be talking to you during the networking session, so find me, please. And so that's at our ground level. We're just starting off. Level one becomes, you know, facts and figures, where you live, what your education is. And so these become really kind of simple things. So some of these people you have level one interactions with. Level two starts to go a little bit deeper. So this is where we start to look at feelings and values. Do people understand your feelings about your job, where you're trying to get to, what interests you, what really matters to you? And then level three is vision. So do people understand your personal hopes and dreams, right? And the thing is, time doesn't have to dictate this, right? There are some people in this room, and I hate to say it, that I am still only at level one with, who I've known for years and years. And then there's other people who you can meet one or two times and go right into vision, right? And it all comes down to the connections that you make, the questions that you ask, and how you interact with them, okay? So let's look at an application activity, and we're gonna go through two-way listening. You'll need a partner for this, so if you're at a table, who, if you're sitting by yourself, or if you are an odd number, find another partner, because we are going to walk through this two-way listening application. So, two people, you're gonna decide who's gonna be the speaker first and who's gonna be the listener. And what you're going to do is in 90 seconds, the speaker is going to say, this is who I am, this is what I like, and this is what I want out of life. After that 90 seconds goes, the listener is going to summarize, this is who you are, this is what you like, and this is what you want out of life. And then we're going to flip-flop, okay? So get your partner, decide who's going to be speaker, who's going to be the listener, and you guys are off to the races. Brian will be walking around to kind of help us here. I need a timer. Only the speaker should be talking at this point. Okay, stop talking. Listeners, you now have 90 seconds to tell them, this is who you are, this is what you like, this is what you want out of life. Go ahead and switch. All right, we'll bring it back here. Thank you. And now we're gonna switch roles. So if you were the speaker last time, you're gonna be the listener this time. If you were the listener, you're gonna be the speaker. 90 seconds, this is who I am, this is what I like, this is what I want out of life. Go.
Okay, good. So you're with advisors? Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. about the rising of that, that's actually most people start seeing outside of us, like that now, like, yeah, space out of it, so a lot of examples like that.
All right, let's bring it back up here. We'll stop talking. Okay, listeners, it's your turn to summarize. This is who you are. This is what you like. This is what you want out of life. Go ahead and go. All right, finish up those conversations. I see that Brian, my partner, is already networking over here, getting cards, right? I see what's going on. All right, let's close it up and bring it back. Let's do a quick debrief. Brian, why don't you take us through the debrief? Maybe you can pick up some tables for us.
All right, Stephanie. So here's my recommendation. How about we debrief at our tables first, and then we'll get some examples from people around the room. So at your tables, here's what we want you guys to talk about. So how did it feel when you were the speaker? How about the listener? How did it feel when the other person summarized? And then did you catch the three levels of disclosure? So at your table, teams, we'll check back in 4 minutes. Please begin.
All right, about 30 more seconds here. All right. Let's get some answers from the crowd here. Okay, let's bring it back. Any tables want to volunteer? How did it feel when you were the speaker? How did it feel when you were the speaker? Brian's walking around there.
Just go ahead and raise your hand if you'd like to share. If not, I will call on you. All right. Behind you.
Well, Kim said it was Akko Taco.
Akko Taco, I like that. Totally awkward to be the speaker. What, Kim, what made it Akko Taco?
So I knew the person I was talking to. So it was kind of like, okay, I'm telling him things about myself that we probably haven't like come up in a natural way. So because it was like prompted, that kind of made it awkward.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Guess I'll hand over here. And tell us who you are.
Javier Reed, I work with Beyond Basics. For us, I think we all agree that in 90 seconds, you get an opportunity to kind of ask yourself really quickly what's important to me. So I think that kind of made it challenging, but and I think Chris said it best, after you hear the next person go, then it's like, oh yeah, that's important to me too, you're right? So it was fun, definitely challenging as well.
Great, great. How did it feel to be the listener? What's a listener?
I think for the listener, and I think our table kind of talked about this together too, being the listener, it was a lot more, I don't want to say intense, but you really had to focus in on more retaining all the details with having to summarize it back. So more than, you know, meeting someone, more of a, you know, a casual conversation, it was a lot more, you know, focused in capturing all that information.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Any other listeners?
Okay, thank you. So at our table, we were talking about how you should not listen, and that's like, what I mean by that is listening to respond. So we don't really want to be that type of listener. Like, we don't want to just listen and record everything in our mind so that we can respond to the person we're talking to. But instead, we really want to absorb what they're saying and really be into their conversation. So yeah. It was kind of like doing the exact opposite of what we would typically really like to do.
Yeah, because you have to listen and try to take all that in. And,
yes, right. And in a short period of time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there is a skill in being able to verbally summarize what somebody had told you. Because so often, you know, especially when we're in networking situations, when there's just, two of us, we're meeting brand new, we haven't interacted before, what is the thing that we're always thinking about in brand new networking situations? How can I tell them who I am? What am I going to say when they ask me what I do? What is my 30-second elevator pitch, right? And if you start to shift that thinking to say, who is this person and what do they really care about, it actually does change the dynamic of the conversation, right? So now I know it was awkward to be kind of in that situation as the listener, but for those who, when we got to that summary and you were summarizing, how did it feel when that other person was telling you what they had heard? Get hands raised. How did it feel hearing that summary back? Right here, Brian, up in the front here. Oh, we got it. Okay, great.
Hi there. I'm Jillian from NBS. It was interesting, even though I know Anne Marie sitting next to me because we work together, and I felt like I knew her pretty well because we do hang out outside work. It was still interesting to hear her response because I wasn't expecting it. So it was, although I thought I knew her, it was interesting to hear a response that was different from what I expected.
Yeah, because likely, you know, you knew some of the maybe level one, level two things, but if you heard, we went through all three levels of disclosure. This is who I am, level one. This is what I like, level two. And then this is what I want out of life, level three. This is about the vision and kind of pushing that forward. So we can quickly get to those situations when we look at it. Great. Other thoughts on the summary before we move on here? Yeah, make Brian work, you guys. I already had to run today. All right, get him out here.
I just found it really interesting when the other person was summarizing because, you only spoke for, what, a minute? and then they tell you back what they heard. And they're not going to remember it verbatim, so they tell you back what they connected with.
Right.
And sometimes it gets twisted a little bit, and that's where, like, projection could happen, or where that connection's actually occurring, like, what they clicked with, right?
Great, yeah. You know, Jamin talked about making those personal connections, and that is a part of it. But that verbal summary does allow you, you know, when you're going back and telling people, this is what I heard, it allows you to clarify those things. I think that's great, you know, because, you know, you can sometimes make those projections and maybe misunderstand. So we've got all of those different things. So that's great. Excellent.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes, we do.
Hey, everyone. Jamin here.
Who are you?
Jamin Patel.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know. I just wanted to make a quick side note as we're doing this exercise, because in the last three folks who had the microphone, Jillian was the only one who actually said her name and where she's from and built awareness with the room. And so I want to invite, as we do this exercise and you get the microphone, stand up, let us know who you are, and build that first level of awareness with people in the room so we know who you are.
Great, Jamin. Excellent. Thank you. We didn't plan this, by the way. There's a lot of synergy between Jamin's talk, too, so that's great. All right, so now that we've gotten to those kind of initial points, right, where we're hearing and having these interactions with people, now you want to know more, right? Likely you talked to somebody, and in that 90 seconds, you probably had additional questions that you wanted to hear and you wanted to have answered. And the questioning is actually really critical part of, is a critical part of networking. Networking, building relationships, and building that personal competence there. And so strategic questions allow us to get better answers. Better questions get better answers. Anybody in here follow Tim Ferriss? Tim Ferriss? If you guys aren't listening to Tim Ferriss, I mean, it's a little plug for him, but he is like a master interviewer. He does amazing conversations, and he comes up with these brilliant questions that he asks of people of all places. And he wrote a book called Tribe of Mentors. And in Tribe of Mentors, he asks questions that are very simple, like, what's something that you bought that cost less than $100 that changed your life? Right? And so thinking about the kind of questions that we want to ask people can help us get much further and deeper into those conversations. Because so often, when we are in networking situations, what's one of the first questions we ask? What do you do? Right? And in that moment, we're only getting to that level one disclosure. And when you have short networking breaks where you've got to eat, you've got to go to the bathroom, you've got to check your phone, you've got to check your email, and you've only got this little limited time of interaction with somebody, finding out what they do doesn't really get you that far. And how many people in here, or how many times have you heard what somebody does and you're just staring at them blankly like, I have no idea what that is, right? What? What do you do? Because it's not in an industry that I understand or that I know. And so when we ask those questions, it doesn't really allow us to move past that level one or level two relationship. And so the reality is better questions are going to get you better answers. So I'd encourage you, as you start to think about asking questions, there's really three types of things that we can ask. Close-ended questions, right? Do, does, have, is, are, which. Open-ended, who, what, when, where, how. Investigative, explore, describe, explain, share, give, tell. So if I'm going in to a networking situation and I could say, are you currently working? Right? That's a closed-ended question. Someone could say, yes. Right? That may be the only thing that they ask me. I could ask them, what do you do? Then they're going to tell me about that particular job. Or I could have some really, really great and creative open-ended question that says, you know, describe the most interesting thing you've worked on this year. That's going to give me a whole different understanding of what people do, how they interact, and how they work. Right? So if you think about how do we get better questions. So I'd like to ask a question. Anybody, we've been doing a lot of networking today. Has anybody heard a question that was very interesting to them that you were like, oh, wow, nobody's ever asked me that before? Did anybody hear one of those? Where's Monish at? Monish, where are you? Can't see you, I can't see you. Monish is here from Lawrence Tech. He came up to me and he said, what's been the most interesting part of the conference so far for you? And I was like, you know what, that's a great question, because it made me really start to think and integrate some of those things into my questioning, or into my ideas. Josh, do you have one too? Oh, where's Brian? Can you grab Josh for me here in the front?
You didn't pay me to say this, but being asked the question, what do you want out of life in 90 seconds was That was a good one.
All right. Yes. Pat on the back, Brian. I like it, right? I like it. Great. Thanks, Josh. But yeah, so asking these questions and learning and finding different questions can be really, really critical. So what I'd like you to do now is we're going to look at killer networking questions. And I'm going to give you a minute at your table to come up with a networking question, one single question that you think would be really killer going forward. Right? So you guys work together. I'll actually push back up here the closed-ended, open-ended, and investigative questions. What is a question that would be really killer going forward? Now, I don't have a place to capture this in the app specifically, but there is something called activity feed, and you can post in that activity feed. So once you have your table's question, if you go into the app, go into the activity feed, log your amazing killer question. The great thing is when we go into our networking session later, you'll be able to pull up that activity feed and see a bunch of different things. How many tables do we have here? Christina, do you know? I don't know, I'd guess maybe 50, right? So you might have 50 different really killer, amazing questions that you can ask. So I'm gonna give you guys about 3 minutes here to work on that with your table. Just come up with one killer question, log it in the activity section of the app, in the feed.
Don't steal that question.
I'm doing good. Once you have your question, choose one person to record it in the app. All right, 30 more seconds. Come up with your best question. All right, somebody get that recorded in the app. Everybody know what their question is at their table? You guys got it? All right, so we are going to now stand up and we are going to have a fun time sharing our question with as many people as you can in the allotted time. So I'm not going to tell you how much time you have, but you need to stand up. You're going to go talk and disperse amongst tables. Introduce yourselves. This is my name. This is what I do. And this is my killer networking question. And hopefully you capture as many as you possibly can. So go ahead, stand up. Get ready. Your goal is to capture as many as you can. Go ahead.
You guys are amazing at this stuff, seriously.
You guys really are.
Looking handsome. Cool. Thank you. Doesn't matter. I can still say AJ. Your goal is to get as many questions as you can, not answer those networking questions. So get moving if you are if you've been talking to the same person. Try to make your way all the way across the room. Thirty more seconds to get as many questions as you possibly can. All right, let's find our way back to our tables. Brian, I'm going to have you go around and capture some of the questions. Do the debrief. All right, you know what? Actually, freeze where you are. Everybody freeze where you are. Can you hear me? You have to do the old teacher trick. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap three times. Now stomp your foot. All right, you guys can hear me, great. All right, We want to hear who heard an amazing networking question as they were asking. Raise your hand. Brian's coming around. Who heard a great one?
In the back. Gotcha.
What'd you hear? Let's hear it.
I was asked how I got here.
Ooh.
And it was very existential because it could be anything.
How you got here. Great. All right, who else? What other great networking questions are we here? Joe?
I was asked.
Hold on 1 second. Here comes Brian with the mic.
I got the voice for it. I was asked, what about your job keeps you up at night?
Ooh.
And it was good because it got kind of philosophical, and there was a little bit more than a professional connection. It got into a deeper conversation. It was a fantastic question. My questions suck compared to
yours. Well, at least you got another one that you can go on, right? Right? What else? Let's hear another. What other killer question do we hear?
It's actually my question, but I was asked to share. So I'm Brandon Taylor with Aon, which is an insurance brokerage firm. So my question was, it was a time travel-based question, and the question was, if you can travel back in time and meet any historic figure, who would it be and why?
Okay, great. Any other questions? Oh, up front here. Oh, Brian, you got it.
Hello, Brenda Meller with Meller Marketing. The question I was asked is, what was a defining moment in your career?
Awesome, great. Hopefully you guys are capturing these down in those beautiful notebooks. Where else do we have a couple? Right up front here, Brian. I told you, I gotta make Brian run, right? He's normally the one who's like having me going everywhere.
Hi, I'm Kristen with NBS, and I was asked, what am I gonna do differently when I walk into the office tomorrow?
Ooh, great one. Love that. All right, we probably have time for two more in the back there.
Can you find them closer together?
No, Brian, I'm doing this on purpose.
Kill them.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm going to toot my own horn for a second because it was my question. But my question was, what is your greatest achievement to date, and how do you plan on beating it?
Ooh, I like that. Excellent. One more question. I'll take one more. I see in the back, hand raised in the back. You may find someone closer, Brian, but I see the back.
Gotcha.
My name is Aziza. I go to Frontier International Academy. I was asked if you can be one, if you could choose one animal, what would you choose?
Ooh.
What would you be?
Great. And thank you for our high school students standing up in a room like this. It's amazing, right? I don't know if I could do that. That's amazing. That is awesome. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, so what we did there is we are trying to deepen the level of connection that we have, and you can see that we could do it actually pretty quickly, right? Hopefully the interactions that you just had, both with that 90-second exercise, that's something you can actually take back into organizations. You can take that into your team. It's very easy to facilitate. It's very easy to use, and you start to learn something, right? We had somebody over here that said, I've been working with this person, and we're friends outside, and I'm still learning things about them. So as you think strategically about your connections, start to think about, are they level one, level two, level three, and then what do I need to do to drive that forward? Right, that intentionality as we go into that. And really, as we think about conscious connections, this is leadership development. I mean, we're here, we're having fun networking and interacting with new people, but really, if you think about it, and this is on your table too, so you can take a look, trust in leadership is a combination of both highly competent, technically competent people and their ability to make meaningful connections with others. And so as you are thinking about your leadership trust and how you build that, start to think about those things. Am I highly competent, but maybe not making the personal connections that I need to? And how could I utilize strategic questions to drive that forward? Or am I making a lot of great connections, but maybe they don't recognize the value that I'm bringing to things, and so I need to start to show my competence in things. Because networking for the sake of just meeting other people may not always be as fruitful as you want it to be. So as Jamin discussed, you want to be intentional about making those connections. And really, we believe that as you're going through this, understanding who you are and what your natural tendencies are is really the critical part of this. And so when we are self-aware and then we understanding that, we can self-manage that we can meet people where they are. And ultimately, what we were doing today is kind of looking at that outer work of leadership, is how do we engage others so that we can get better results between interpersonally and networking and in business things. So really, if you are thinking about leadership development, I hope you think about Advisa. I will be here through the rest of the conference too, and at networking, I can't wait to hear those questions and see them soon. Okay?